Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. It's Friday morning. It's March the 4th, 2022. Lovely day today, and I hope God has gotten you through the week and you can relax on the weekend and still praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I pray for my friends that are dealing with cancer. I pray for my friends that have any ailment that is going on with them or a family member. May God put his hands on you and touch you and deliver you. I pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen and amen. My topic is shaken, not stirred. Coming from Psalms 46, chapter 46, verses 1 through 3. And I am Sister Faye. God bless you. Shaken, not stirred. Psalms 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Psalms 46, verse 1 through 3. Remember the old James Bond films, the title character always took his martinis shaken, not stirred. Well, this is a perfect description of God's promise in this psalm. Though things around you may quake and mountains may tremble, you are always safe in his loving arms. God is your refuge from any storm and your strength when times get tough. So while you can be shaken physically, you cannot be stirred spiritually. For you are held tight by God, and in his presence, there is no need to fear. Need a little more proof? Psalms 46:7 reminds you that God, the one who holds the ultimate power in his world and the next, is the mighty fortress who is always surrounding you and always with you. Today, recognize who God is. Then do as God. Though the psalmist suggests, let be and be still and know. Recognize and understand that I am God. Psalms 46:10 amplify, and you'll find yourself unshaken and abiding in his everlasting peace. God, as the world trembles and quakes around us, help us not be afraid. Remind us that you are our strength, and I can always take refuge in your great love. That is my word for today. Shake and not stir. And please have a wonderful and safe weekend. And be blessed with the Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, you are my life. You are my Christ. You are my Father. You are Jah, Jehovah. I love you with every breath that I have. You have gotten me to and fro. For 67 years, I am blessed to be a blessing. Whew, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for all that you do for me. Hallelujah. Praise God, Jah. You are my father, my brother, my sister. You have been all those things to me and much more. And I pray that you continue to guide me to so I can deliver your word to people. I pray for those things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. For I love you, God. You are my rock and my salvation. I pray to thee. I pray. Let your Holy Spirit guide me. I pray to thee with love. May God bless you and keep you always. I'll be back Monday with another word of encouragement. God bless you. Love you.